The number of COVID-19 cases among employees of the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration continues to grow, with more than a dozen workers out across multiple locations as of Thursday. And the union that represents those workers says the agency is doing little to prevent the virus from continuing to spread. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Kim Henson works at the MVA headquarters in Glen Burnie. On Sunday, October 18th, she learned via social media that three of her coworkers had tested positive for COVID-19, and a fourth was waiting on test results. 3 days later, Henson learned that she, too, had the virus.
I had the back pain. I had excruciating headache. I'm asthmatic, so my breathing was a little labored. It's just been emotionally draining.
During a press conference Thursday, hosted by the state branch of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, or AFSCME, Henson said she isn't surprised she caught the virus because the precautions the MVA has taken to prevent COVID-19 from spreading are insufficient. For example, Henson said employees can't maintain the 6 feet distances recommended by public health officials.
They put these wooden barriers up, but when I stand up, I'm still taller than the barrier that is supposed to be able to separate me from my coworker.
When workers initially returned to working in person in June, they were assigned shifts on alternating days to allow them to maintain safe distances. But that's no longer the case, and Henson said the office is crowded.
It's just overwhelming. I mean, like, I don't even want to go back to work. I haven't been released to go back to work. But what about when I do go back? How do I know that I'm not going to get infected again?
MVA spokeswoman Whitney Nichols said in an email that the agency has taken numerous measures to prevent outbreaks, including a deep cleaning after each confirmed positive test. Branches are operating at reduced capacity and by appointment only. Nichols said there are currently 13 employees who have COVID-19. The union believes Henson is one of at least 10 workers just at the Glen Burnie location who have contracted the virus, including three currently hospitalized and on ventilators. They say there have also been recent cases at the MVA locations in Largo and Hagerstown. But AFSCME Maryland President Patrick Moran said the union's information is incomplete because the agency has not been telling the rank-and-file workers as employees get sick.
The absolute and complete lack of transparency on this is unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. Really, it's disheartening and frightening that our members are finding out that their coworkers have tested positive on Facebook.
He said some managers have warned union members that there will be punishment for speaking out about the outbreaks or about the conditions in their work environments.
It creates an atmosphere of fear and intimidation. It creates an atmosphere where people cannot advocate for their own health and safety.
Nichols, from the MVA, denied the union's accusations. She said employees are encouraged to speak out about concerns. She also said that beginning this past Monday, notifications about positive cases are posted at each branch in an area all employees can access, such as a break room. But the union says the current safety measures are insufficient. They want higher quality cleanings and better air ventilation. And they want workers to return to rotating shifts, so only half of the staff is in each branch at a time. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.